Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome the wonderful Peter Tung. We're going to talk about the Gene Keys, balancing the energies between now and the end of the year, a little energy update, as well as finding balance and harmony in these chaotic times. We will be taking live callers, so press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand. If you have any of these questions, really, they're always fascinating questions for Peter, you know, about the Gene Keys. So I'll be looking in the webcast as well. So welcome home, beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation into the illumination of your unique soul specialties and an invitation to experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and rejuvenation. And this is another powerful choice point in your ascension journey as you have the opportunity to come together with this amazing group of light workers from around the world and consciously rise above any external chaos or distraction and step into your divinely designed role as a designer and a creator of new earth paradise. So know that this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. It is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And as always, I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with each and every one of you as we expand our angel wings and we soar into brilliant new realities together. And today I'm very excited. It's another heart homecoming with Peter. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We do want to invite you to subscribe to our show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question. What is the very best that could happen today with Peter and myself and all of you? I encourage you to set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pristine ray of divine light and love in selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment for all of us gathered here. And of course, for loving energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So again, we're talking about finding balance and harmony right now with Peter Tung. He has been on a spiritual path much of his life. Early explorations of chemistry and astrology evolved into the studies of alchemy and the afterlife. Peter offers Gene Key sessions, which most of you know of and have probably had one. So they take you on your own grail quest along the golden path to show you the key gene keys in your own unique hologenetic profile. What that reveals is the shadow energies lurking in your unconscious that are waiting to be transmuted and transformed into your most powerful gifts, and ultimately the cities or the divine essences that are at the core of your soul. So we're going to get into all of that. We're going to talk about the bigger picture happening right now, managing these energies, how to find peace in our hearts, how to handle the loss of friends and family who may oppose our views. We have a lot to share today, so let's dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and joy and appreciation to Peter as I welcome him back. Welcome, my friend.
Wow, Carrie, what a wonderful introduction. Wow, that was just, you're on top form, obviously. Wow, fantastic. Thank you so much.
I love our time together. I'm feeling very excited. So let's dive in. Let's look back a little bit over the waves of energy that came in through August, the Lionsgate portal. What do you want to share on that?
I think it's really important for people to understand this is part of a much bigger picture that we're engaged in. And because of all the distractions happening out in the world right now, people may have missed some opportunities that were being made available to us. And it's not too late, because the energies that are coming through are coming through in these very powerful waves of energy, and they're coming from above and they're coming from below. So they're coming from the heavens and they're coming from Mother Earth herself. So it's really, really important at this time to be really deeply connected with these cosmic forces and the forces of Mother Earth herself. So I just wanted to do a quick summary of what happened through this very significant time leading up to the present time. So let's begin then by going back actually to July 23rd, when we had the full moon at 1 degree of Aquarius. And then 1 month later, on August the 22nd, we had a full moon, a second full moon, a blue moon at 29 degrees Aquarius. So if you can imagine, this is like a bookending of the Aquarian moon completely impacting us during this time. And that time was exactly the time of the sun being in Leo. And the sun in Leo is all about our own divine expression. It's our highest sun. It's us being center stage. And the two moons at the two ends of that time in Leo were the opportunity to take glimpses into the new age of Aquarius and how this was going to be playing out for us in the time to come. And so we were going through this incredibly powerful time while we were also going through all these challenges that are happening in the outer world, which we'll come back to. But also part of that, which again may or may not have been missed by our listeners, was the very important Mayan calendar day out of time, which takes place every year on July 25th. So on July 26th, we step into a whole new frequency for the year to come, and we stepped into what's called the yellow seed crystal year. And this was all about seeding the new earth energies of Mother Earth, stepping up into this higher frequency, receiving the nurturing that was required for her through us as humanity. She is going through this rebirthing process herself. So those members of humanity alive on the planet in consciousness, we're acting as doulas for Mother Earth's birthing. And we are going through this birthing with her. We are being rebirthed as she's being rebirthed. So that was an important aspect of this journey. Mm-hmm. And so this energy was all about really beginning to connect into this higher frequency energy that was pouring down upon us, including the 8-8 Lion's Gate, which every year is a very powerful opportunity when we have these galactic energies coming through, specifically connected to Egypt and the three pyramids of Giza and the connection to Orion and Sirius, and this enormous portal gateway that opens, and it lasts for several days, starting on that July 26th date, right the way through to August the 11th. And it's to do with the heliacal rising of Sirius, Sirius returning as a morning star. And this was the critical moment in the Egyptian dispensation thousands of years ago. But this this opening, this portal gateway, still exists for us. And unfortunately, because of the circumstances that we're in, people sometimes misread the powerful energy as being negative. And so we really need to get very clear within ourselves what this actually is, and allow these energies to come in and to ground us down into our connection with Mother Earth herself, so that we are allowing these forces of energy to come in and literally activate our DNA and the cells within us.
Yes, requires stability on our parts. Self-selected stability. Yeah, powerful energies, you know, that we've just been through. Now, what about what's coming next?
Okay, so then what that led into was in the Gene Keys, and we haven't talked about them yet, which we'll do in a minute, but within the Gene Keys, there are 64 gene keys which correspond to the 64 codons in our DNA. And all of the gene keys belong to what's called a codon ring, where they have a family of gene keys that are related to each other. So immediately after this Lionsgate and then the full moon on the 29th of August, we then stepped into what is called the Ring of Alchemy. And there are four gene keys connected through the Ring of Alchemy. And alchemy, of course, is all about alchemical transformation, transmutation and transformation. And as you know, Carrie, I had the opportunity, it's 11:11 right now here, I had the opportunity to work with alchemy at the actual boiling metals and minerals at the furnace. So I know alchemy at that very deep and profound mineral, metallic, earth energy level. And so this Ring of Alchemy is also what we've been subjected to over the last 3 weeks as we move through these four different gene keys. And what tends to happen then is it takes us down into the deepest shadow that exists in our lives so that we can transmute it and emerge out of it into this glorious completion. And so I'll just talk a little bit about each one very quickly. The 40th gene key is the first one that we come to, and this is about creating new community, connecting through all of those people who are consciously aware and awake, in other words, our soul tribe. And this is all about following our highest calling, divine will. So it's thy will be done rather than my will be done. And if we get trapped into trying to make things to happen or force things, it leads to exhaustion. And so this is about absolute divine relaxation. And Richard Rudd, the founder of the Gene Keys, would say, when we are in absolute and total relaxation on all levels, no illness or disease can exist in our body. We come into this homeostasis of complete coherent flow, and no lower frequencies can then impact us. So that's the first one. The second one is the 64, and the shadow of that gene key is confusion. And boy, is there a lot of confusion on the planet right now. And the confusion is, should I conform to the narrative that's going on in the world, or should I be the rebel? Should I follow my own knowing of the truth? Well, I know where you are.
I show up here every day.
But we actually want to be clever rebels. We don't want to stick our heads above the fences, right? We want to be clever about it and follow our own true calling and not succumb to anything that is in any way limiting us in our world. And this 64th gene key is beautiful because this is all about imagination, and it's imagining the new world that you spoke of in your introduction. What will this new earth look like when we are in it and we're living it? What will it feel like? What will it be like? And really connecting energetically to that. And it's this rich imagination, but it also leads to the city of illumination. And this is literally about ourselves being illuminated. And one of the things that's really important for everyone to understand is what we're needing to do right now as this all unfolds is to create space within our physical bodies for this light to come in. And the way that we create space in our physical bodies for the light to come in is to let go of all the lower frequency energies, the shadow frequencies, that we've been living under the conditioned programs that have existed throughout our lives. So when we can clear those shadow frequencies, we create space for these higher frequencies to come in. Then the third one of these gene keys is probably the most significant gene key of them all, the 47th gene key, which is the shadow of ancestral anguish. So not only are we living our lives through this lifetime, but we're also carrying within our DNA the sacred wound of our ancestral lineage. And sometimes that includes our own incarnational lineage. So some of the things that have been coming up for people recently are not from this lifetime. They're from their family lineage stuff or from their own incarnational lineage stuff. Mm-hmm. And what seems to be happening, Carrie, is all the timelines of humanity historically are all coming together in this now moment. And I know some people have been having really major issues in their lives, which is nothing to do with this lifetime. It's coming up from a previous life that needs to be cleared. And so this ancestral anguish is very deep and very profound and requires real honesty within us to get down to the roots of what is running this program that is holding us back. And the gift is transmutation. And this transmutation takes place as we go deep within ourselves and get really down to the core issues that need to be cleared. However, the highest expression of this jinky is transfiguration. And the transfiguration is the highest frequency that we can embody in our lives at this time. And this is what we are doing. We are opening ourselves up to receive this higher frequency light being downloaded into us to take us to this next level of human evolution. So this gene key, the 47, goes from the deepest, darkest place you can imagine to the most fantastic, beautiful, divine light that you can imagine, all in one gene key. Now that completed yesterday. So today we've moved into the fourth and final member of that ring of alchemy, which is the sixth gene key. And Carrie, what's neat about this, doing this today, the sixth gene key is all about the conflict created between human beings. And it is the battle of the sexes. It's not necessarily man and woman, but it's masculine and feminine energy, which has within it this tension. And that tension comes about because of the lack of emotional maturity that we have within us from our childhood, specifically from the age 8 to 14, when our emotional body is developing. And so whenever we get triggered today in any one of our relationships with one other person, what's getting triggered is that unhealed emotional piece of us as a result of our childhood conditioning, either our genetics or our environments, what was taking place in our lives during that time, which leads to this emotional reactive nature, which then causes all the problems in our human relationships. And then, of course, when you expand that onto the global scale, then you see what's happening in the world today, which is the conflict and the division that's taking place between individuals and cultures and countries and the globe itself. And wonderfully, the city of this jinky is peace. So when we can master all of our emotional triggers, it leads us to this peace in our heart, which we can then spread throughout the world. And when enough of us are in the peace in our hearts, then we will have this transformation take place on the planet, which is what we are moving towards and why we're having the show today together.
Good timing, huh? We always have good timing, Peter.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that the sixth gene key closes next week on the International Day of Peace.
Oh,
so
wow.
Again, it's just divinely, synchronistically guided. It's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And so the equinox is coming up. Let's talk about that and how we can utilize the energies of the equinox in the best ways and whatever you want to share on that.
Sure, yeah. So as we complete that sixth gene key and we now have an understanding of what it is that still triggers us, and sometimes people ask me, how do I know when I've moved out of the shadow and into the gift of my gene keys? And the answer to that question is, are you still getting triggered a lot occasionally, right? And,
yeah.
And so when you're not getting triggered anymore is when you're in your gifts. So I get triggered very rarely now, but when I do, I pay really close attention to that because then I know this is something that I need to look at deeply within myself.
Yes.
And so that's when you know that you're moving from the shadows and into the gifts and that you can calmly handle most situations. That's the key learning in that sense. So now then, once we end with the sixth gene key, we find this balance within ourselves. So we're now looking at our masculine and feminine energy within, because the equinox is all about balance and harmony. It's the shift out of a Virgo into Libra, and Libra are the scales. It's this balance, and it's the balance in our relationships. But the first balance we have to find is the relationship with ourselves. So when we're looking into what the equinox means, it's basically saying to us, looking at ourselves as an individual first, where are my masculine, feminine energies balancing or not balancing? So the key to it all is, am I following my intuitive guidance, my receptivity, my self-nurturing on my feminine side, compared to my action out in the world and how I'm living my life in the external world of my life? But more important than anything else I'm discovering with people in the sessions that I do is the balancing in the brain. And what tends to happen is when you are in your intuitive flow, the feminine is guiding and leading the way. The shadow masculine energy, which we're involved in a big way in the world at the moment, tends to come in and try to discount that feminine intuition and analyze and overanalyze. So eventually you don't follow that intuition because it gets snuffed out by that masculine brain. So not only is it about finding the balance within ourselves in the way we operate in the world, but it's actually within our own mind, because that can be a trap in terms of the male energy dominant in the mind over the female intuition. So the first thing then is to find this balance and harmony within ourselves, and then seeing how that's playing out in our most significant relationships. So how are the people in our lives responding to us and behaving towards us, and how are we reacting or responding back to them? If we are in reaction, then we are getting triggered, and so that's some emotional piece that needs healing. If we are responding intelligently, then we can see that we are more in the gift frequency. So we're using the other person as a mirror back to us to show us what we need to see about ourselves. And what's important to understand, Carrie, is it's got nothing to do with the other person. It doesn't matter what they do. It's how we respond to what has been put in front of us. Because right now we're in this really weird situation where people are either getting it or they aren't. Mm-hmm. And if they aren't, there's nothing you can do to make them get it. It's amazing the separation that's taking place. So you can't convince anybody of anything, right? You've just got to wait until people are ready. Then you can have a conversation. But you can't try and convince anyone of anything right now, because it's just this great rift between the conscious and the unconscious.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was a big, you know, we talked about that before we went live, and that's really important, because a lot of people are, you know, having some struggles with their, as we talked about, their families, friends. You know, there's a lot of chaos going on, and so it's really important that we reassure everyone that everything's going to be okay. No need to convince anyone of whatever your path is. And, you know, you shared something that was important, that there are a lot of major breakthroughs available right now for those who are available to it. So you're saying, let's talk about what you've been seeing before we go any further in terms of like what we talked about before. Yeah, a lot of people are feeling lonely, isolated, but there's also a lot of major breakthroughs happening. Tell us what you've been noticing in your sessions.
Yeah, so there's a lot of sadness in sessions, because people's families are basically disowning them and even close friends. It actually happened to me. A very, very dear friend, many, many years, just completely opposing my beliefs and their beliefs. But it's the way in which it's done. It's not done in kindness. It's done in a very aggressive way. And so it's literally ripping families apart. And it doesn't matter what you say or do. In fact, if you try to justify your position, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. Because people are so conditioned to believe the narrative that they are completely stuck in that. And, you know, Richard Rudd wrote about this back in his book, back in the early 2000s. He talked about the forking in the road. And it's actually happening now. And it's mind-blowing that people that you've been really close friends with and people you thought were on a spiritual path are just not getting it. And, you know, we have to, and unfortunately, part of this journey that we're on is to let go of those people who are no longer in alignment with who we are. And sometimes that's family members, sometimes it's dear friends, and we just have to let it go. And they may come back, they may have a sudden massive awakening, and that would be wonderful, and then we can reconnect. But in the meantime, we've just got to hold to our own inner knowing and our own inner truth. And most importantly, really, really importantly, we mustn't feel coerced to do anything that we know in our gut we don't want to do. So this is where we have to hold to our own intuitive knowing of what is right for me without allowing anything else to influence us. Yes, you may do some research, you may look things up, you may watch YouTubes, but again, don't get too distracted by that. Get really clear on what is true to you in your own heart, in your own gut, and stick with what you know to be true for you.
Without because proving it or needing to prove
That's right, exactly. And with family members, we want to maintain the best relations that we can. So we actually want to stay off these topics and stay, you know, on safe ground for the time being and try to manage the situation, but also not spending too much time in those situations, because you can actually feel the energy draining away when you're in those situations where those types of conversations are taking place. So we've got to protect our own space and our own energy without getting angry ourselves or getting aggressive. And that's true of following all the media hype as well. You know, if you feel yourself being pulled down or nervous or reacting or panicking, you've got to switch off and step away and get back into nature and connect. Mother Earth is not going to let you down. She is here to work our way through this situation into the future. And that's where we find our greatest solace, is with Mother Earth herself and with the animals and the birds and the connection to the divine. And that's where we want to put our focus at this time. At the same time, people are having some amazing breakthroughs of awareness and connection to source and getting really deep awakening aha moments. And one of the things that seems to be happening, Carrie, which is really quite interesting, is people are having experiences separately on their own and then finding out when they talk to one of their friends that this friend has had exactly the same experience at exactly the same time. Mm-hmm. So there is some interconnectivity which is happening between those people who are awake. And it's really neat. And it's not quite telepathy, but it's not far off. And I'm sure some people are having telepathy, but it's this really neat, coherent connection that's beginning to emerge amongst the soul tribe. And so just to sort of summarize that, one of the things to understand is that we were born into a particular family, and so many people that I have sessions with said, I never felt I belonged to that family. Well, they didn't. These were the black sheep that came in to try to wake that family up. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But they aren't your soul tribe. They are the genetics that you took on to try to change that family to wake up. So they aren't your true soul tribe. There may be members of the family who are, but there are other members who you just don't feel connected with, and it's okay. So we've got this misunderstanding that our genetic family are our true family. They are not.
No need to force those connections if it doesn't aligned.
The same kind and loving, but not feeling we have to stay connected. The key word here is obligation. We must not feel obliged to do anything because of what we've been led to believe is true by the consciousness of the lower frequencies. And then what we do want to do is, as we are on this show, is connecting with those people who can support us. Because this lonely journey for some people who have been the black sheep, and the black sheep threaten the old soul tribe mentality, and that's why these people feel isolated and separate. So it's our role to bring them in to the soul tribe and connect to other people who totally get it, so that they can feel this sense of belonging and purpose as we step into this new energy.
Yes, and that's why we have communities like this, for people to feel understood. And, you know, as you were talking, I mean, I think it's really important to highlight that there is no obligation for explanation to anyone outside of our soul tribe. You know, like in a soul tribe, we can talk about all of these things and it's a safe space. But then in our biological families or other situations, we are not obligated to anything that causes us to defend, explain, anything like that, you know. So it's really important to do that just to maintain your stability and so you don't get stuck or sucked into the chaos or the conflict or division. So these are really important topics right now, Peter.
And what's so neat about this is, Gary, you totally get it and you can express it. So this should be bringing a lot of heart to those people who have been struggling. And it is a struggle to work our way through this. So your words are profound in helping people to understand exactly where we are in the world now and what we need to do to support ourselves and support each other through this. And I want to come back to that 46. Oh, my absolute pleasure. I want to come back to that 46 gene key, because that is the gene key of the equinox. And it's very important for people to understand this, because the 46 gene key is the gene key. Do I feel safe being here in the world today? And that is the big question of the 46. But it goes back to the first 7 years of life when I first came into existence. So Richard Rudd uses the 46 gene key to describe this first period of our existence on the planet for everyone. And so it is up over the equinox, so it's playing a role for everyone. So the big question is, let's take a look back into those first 7 years of life and what happened when I first came in to physical form that made me not feel safe being here in the world. And again, from my experience through the sessions that I have, there are several different potentials there. The first one are those people in spirit before they came in who agreed to serve in a particular way. So let's say I'm going to go into that family. They need to do some work on their dysfunctionality. I can do that. I'll go in and I'll help this family to come through this process. And then you go into a form, you go into a womb, you're now heavily confined into this very small space, and you have this massive expanded spiritual essence. And now you're confined to this little physical form in this baby. And now you're born out into the world and you feel very constricted. And you think, what the hell am I doing here? Why did I agree to do this? Right. And so some people want to check out very quickly. And then others start living in this family environment, which isn't very kind and loving and nice because it's dysfunctional. So now they're thinking, wow, I took this on. And now what am I doing? Why am I here? So, you know, this is the challenge that a lot of the people on this show listening have gone through as children. And then what that does, and it creates this situation where you don't feel totally safe being here in the world. And this, the shadow of this gene key is seriousness. So if you live your life as a relatively serious person, it means that you're locked up in this gene key. And I have this gene key in my EQ, so I know it really well. And the beautiful thing about this gene key, again, when you get beyond the shadow and into the gift, which is delight, and the city is ecstasy, the beautiful thing about this gene key is, and this is one of those paradoxes of the whole gene key process, is that when you feel totally safe being in your physical body, then you create a vortex of safety around you, which can expand out into miles of distance. So you can create a completely sacred space around you in the space in which you live simply by feeling totally safe being in your physical body. And the way in which you feel totally safe being in your physical body is by getting down into your root chakra. And most spiritual people bypass that spot in their body, Carrie, because it's not very comfortable being there. And it's the place we have to go.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun in the upper chakras.
Well, for some people, some of us are very comfortable being down in that base chakra.
Yes.
It's part of the work that I do, because I am a very grounded person in my base chakra. So working with people who tend to be in the upper chakras really helps them to feel presence down physically in their body.
Mm-hmm. I love how much support, guidance, reassurance that you give people in your sessions, Peter. You know, you're so devoted to the work that you do, and it helps so many people. I mean, you give and give and give in a beautiful way where people feel so safe. And so I really want to honor you for this dedication to this work. It's really makes a big difference. So before we do the meditation, Peter, let's talk about the rest of the year, managing the rest of the year. I know that you have some insights on that you wanted to share.
Yeah, well, we're going into a period of absolute total chaos, because Well, I'm glad you're laughing, because what's going to happen over the next few months, I have no doubt at all, is there are going to be a lot of revelations come out of the truth, mm-hmm. and there are going to be some shocking things coming out. People that we thought were good people, people we thought were supportive and leading us on this journey. I'm talking about politicians, I'm talking about corporate leaders, world leaders, and the truth is going to come out, and it's going to be quite shocking for people. So there's more chaos to come, but the good news is this has to happen, because we have to be able to clear out all of the corruption and hidden agendas that exist on the planet so that we can step into this new golden age of peace. So what we are wanting people to do is to recognize that this must happen, and it will happen, and it's a good thing, although it won't appear to be so at the time. And so the beauty of the Gene Keys is that it gives you this definite core stability to navigate your way through these challenging times. And so what is coming, I can't give you specifics, but I am saying that this next 3 months is going to contain a lot of really shocking awareness and awakening taking place in terms of, oh my goodness, I did not realize that. Oh my goodness, wow. And I'm not going to go into any specifics. I could, but I'm not going to. So let's just leave it at that, but to recognize that what we need to do is to hold to our absolute truth of who we are as we go through this. This is like the boat is going through the storm, and we're going to hold to the center of this boat and hold it steady and still the best that we can to navigate through into beautiful, clear waters in the future.
Mm-hmm. Steady, still, and stable.
You've got it.
We will be. And coming together really helps, you know, us do that when we come together in community like this. And of course, reach out and get support, everyone. That's why we do this show and provide so many opportunities for that, so that you can stay steady and still and stable amidst the chaos. So, Peter, this would be a good time to move into it. There's a short meditation I know you want to offer.
Well, having shocked everybody, it's the
perfect. Let's get them stabilized again.
The perfect time, yeah.
Yes.
So let's just invite everybody to join us in a, this is a very short, very quiet, still meditation. But the reason I wanted to do this is it's so easy to do that when we are going through these tumultuous times, you can drop into this space very, very easily and very, very quickly to bring you to this place of peace and harmony. And remember that we are currently in this opportunity to step into this place of peace. So let's just invite everybody, first of all, if you're driving or using any machinery or in any active situation, don't do the meditation, or pull over and join us. So let's just very gently relax and close our eyes. And just take some nice, long, slow, deep breaths. And just drop into a relaxed space. As I said earlier with that 40th jinky, when we are in total relaxation on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, no thing can cause us harm. All illness and disease just dissolves away when we are in this completely relaxed space. So just first of all, notice what your mind is doing in terms of distraction, trying to maintain control over you. And just breathe through that. And just pay attention to what it is. And to continue to relax deeper. And then just bring your conscious awareness down from the top of your head, very slowly and gently. Just bring it down through the head, through the neck, and just drop into the space in the high heart, the sternum, right in the center of the chest. And now just start breathing through that space. And it can be helpful to actually imagine you've got a nose right on the front of your chest, breathing through that. Filling your belly with air and oxygen as you breathe in. And just pausing for a moment at the top of the breath so all that oxygen can dissipate out into the body, and then just breathe out gently through the mouth and just feel the belly dropping back towards the spine. And just continue to breathe gently and easily through that heart's point, this still point. And just pay attention to see if your mind is wanting to interfere and distract. Don't get upset or angry with it. Just recognize it and then get back into your breathing. And the highest frequency that we can embody at this time is the gold frequency. It's beyond metallic gold. It's liquid gold. It's the gold frequency. And it is the frequency of peace. So now as you're breathing through your heart center, just imagine this gold frequency building up inside your heart. This beautiful light, liquid gold beginning to build in your heart center. And now begin to feel the peace that comes with that. And now just imagine that gold frequency spreading throughout your body, through your bloodstream, through the organs, particularly through the brain structures, bringing them into balance and harmony, filling your auric field with this gold frequency. And just relax. There's nothing to do but relax. You may feel a light tingling sensation in your skin or in your body. You may feel this deep and profound connection to yourself. And whatever distractions are happening in your outside world, nothing can take you away from this center. I'm actually hearing sirens in the background here, which is just to remind me to notice them, but not allow them to distract me away from this centered point, this still point within. And you can return here at any time that you wish to, when you're feeling in any agitation or any state of nervousness or anxiety, bring yourself back into this space. Wonderful to do this out in nature with Mother Earth herself and connecting with her. You can do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed when you're with her. And just making this deep and profound connection. For just a few more relaxed breaths through the heart center. And then when you're ready, just begin to bring yourself back fully present in your body. And when you're ready, just gently open your eyes.
Thank you, Peter. A lot of yawning, which is always an indication to me of frequency rising during that.
Exactly, yeah.
I hope everyone is feeling relaxed with that golden frequency of peace. That was beautiful, Peter. It does, you know, it is quite simplistic to get to that still point if we are kind with our mind. You know, when I love that you kept saying, you know, if the mind is kind of jumping in, don't be mad at it, and, you know, and just keep returning back. So thank you for bringing us to that state of peace, Peter. And what I would love to do is take questions. I know a lot of you would like to ask Peter about gene keys or anything else. So those of you who've written in the webcast, if you wrote in a long time ago, let me know that you're still here. And it's star 2 to raise your hand on your phone. Before we do that, Peter, let's go ahead and highlight the opportunity to work with you and have a one-on-one gene key spiritual counseling session with you. That is your offer. That is always your offer here. Never goes out of style. We just keep bringing it back. So for those of you who may be new to us, you can find this offer at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace and you will see Peter's smiling face. Click on his picture and you'll see this offering. So Peter, this is an hour-long session with you where they will get to understand their hologenetic profile. You will give them clear explanations of each sequence, tools, insights. It's very much a counseling session as well. You're very, so kind and loving in these sessions. What else do you want to share about them if someone hasn't had one?
Sure, yeah. Well, I should just mention the actual overall process of the gene keys.
Sure.
So this is the moment of your birth, and from that moment of birth, we create this profile, which is unique to you, and within that profile, there are 11 spheres, which contain different gene key links for each of the spheres, which relate to different aspects of your life. So very briefly, the four outer spheres are the activation sequence, and this is what you're here to be out in the world, and also what your soul's purpose is for you in this lifetime. So we want your soul's purpose on the inner you, perfectly aligned with the life's work in the outer you. And the beautiful thing is the gene keys tell you precisely what that is. And then from there, we go into what's called the Venus sequence, where we now take a deep dive into our primary relationships with the people around us, and also go back to our childhood, right back to the moment of conception, to get an understanding of all those things that have happened in your life that have played a role in either raising you up into higher consciousness or keeping you trapped in the lower frequencies. And that leads us then into the core wound, which is the ancestral wounding that you're carrying on behalf of your family lineage. And then from there, we enter into the third sequence, the pearl sequence, and having done all this inner deep dive work into healing the wounds is how you now bring yourself back out into the world in the way in which you're going to offer yourself in service out in the world in the rest of your life. And so it gives you this really solid, grounded core stability for these challenging times that we're in. It also enables you to release any aspects of yourself that are still holding you back in the Venus sequence, and then ultimately how you can take yourself to the next level. And this can be done in a whole variety of different ways. So some of the sessions I have are one-on-one with people, but just yesterday I had a wonderful session with two women who are opening a health food restaurant to come on the 11-11, actually. So what we do is we take their two profiles and the profile of the actual business and see what the potential challenges are and what the potential wonderful things are with the connection between the three. And so that's another thing that I do. And I do some family stuff as well with partners that need some work to help each other together, with family, with children, almost like a family constellation within the gene keys. So there are so many different ways that we can adapt the gene keys to different aspects of existence in our lives. So the actual journey of the offer is to spend 1 hour with you, with your profile, and asking you the key areas that you want to look at in the 1 hour session, and then using the profile to guide us through. And as you say, it's a counseling session as much as it is a gene key session. So people don't need to know anything about the gene keys, because the gene keys will reveal for them what they need to see about themselves.
Yeah, and I love that you've included the bonus video, which explains all of this that people can watch before their session. So you don't have to spend, you know, as much time on that. You can just dive in when you're together. You know, so thank you for that. And then there's also a bonus meditation as well that you've included. So all of this is $111. We have the 3-pay option if that helps you out. And I love that you mentioned there are a variety of ways to use the gene keys. I had never thought about that in a business situation or a business partnership. Yeah, or with family members. I mean, you used to work with kids, Peter, so you have a very wonderful way with kids. So thank you for highlighting that for people who may be struggling with their children right now. So,
well, then that is definitely happening, and particularly the teenagers, because, mm-hmm. you know, they are becoming their own people, and they're beginning to want to exert themselves in the world at a very, very challenging time. So, yeah, I've certainly been doing that. And the other interesting thing is, Gary, I've had sessions with people one day old, and last week I had a session with a woman who was 87. So
wide range.
The whole spectrum of life, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, I encourage any of you who have not had a session, or even if you have, to have another one, especially during these potentially challenging time. So, Peter, thank you. And,
and just to say, more and more people are coming back for a second session because they began the process. They began to see the shifts taking place. So now what's next? So, again, you know, having other sessions following on from the first session can be really enlightening and helpful too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank you for keeping, you know, your price point the same all these years. You know, it's very generous of you. So thank you for that. Okay, let's dive into some questions, Peter.
Yeah, you're... okay.
Okay, I'm going to the webcast right now. Grace from New York said, "Dear Peter and Carrie, I'm curious, what is the majesty in my purpose sphere with 34.5? Am I to know what my purpose is? Thank you, much love."
Absolutely. So, well, I shouldn't laugh, I guess, Carrie, but I can tell you right now, Grace, are you ready? Stop trying. The most important thing for you to understand in your life is it's really, really important that you don't try to make things happen. When you try and force things, it doesn't work. So the key word for you is allowing everything to play out exactly the way that it should in a very natural, synchronistic way. The great news is that you have no physical concerns whatsoever. The 34th gene key is the gene key of the most powerful person physically on the planet. Richard talks about the 34th gene key is the Olympian. So there's this strong inner core that you have, which gives you this opportunity to step into this city of majesty, which means flowing through life with this ease and grace, not trying, just allowing it all to unfold, but with this very deep, solid core. And the fifth line, the 34.5, means you're a natural leader. And the challenge with being a natural leader is it's very typical for other people to project their stuff onto you and blame you for their own misgivings, their own weaknesses. So it's very important for you to create a clear boundary around yourself, but it's also important for you to be very careful of the tone of your voice. If your voice comes on too strong, too harsh, it can trigger other people's stuff. So be very aware of that, speaking with an authority of firm love, but not from an authority of power and control.
Hmm. Great. Grace, I hope that you heard that. That was great, Peter. Okay. I'm going to go to Maya. Maya in California. Peter is one of my favorites. Yes, me too. She says, "In my radiance, I have 20.5 presence, self-assurance, superficiality, line 5, impact, or something. It didn't Is that enough? Okay.
Yeah. So again, the line five, because we just heard from Grace, the line five is the same line five in the purpose and the radiance. So Grace is line five and Maya's line five in the radiance. So it's the same idea of this natural leadership and the tendency for other people to project onto you. But the impact means that you are a natural leader. But it's an internal leadership rather than an external leadership. And the 20th gene key is a really important gene key, because the superficiality means you've got to be very, very careful about not going up and out and getting trapped in a scattered mind approach to your life. So it's very, very important for you to become fully grounded. And that word presence includes time and space. So it's saying to you, be very, very aware of when your random thoughts are going off into the past or into the future, and bring them back into the present moment, into the now moment, and get fully grounded in your body. And the best way to do this is when you're with someone else, to be listening very, very, very deeply from inside your body and not allowing your mind to get distracted. And typically what we do when we're in conversation with someone else is we are preparing for what we're going to say when they've finished. And we've got to get beyond that and listen profoundly and deeply to what they are saying beyond the words. What do they really mean? And the more grounded and present you can be, the more you're going to become self-affirmed. Your own confidence and empowerment is going to increase as you get into this state of presence. And this is deep in your unconscious, so it's something for you to tap into at the deepest level of your being.
Hmm. There you go, Maya. Thank you for being with us, and thank you, Peter. Going to Rosie in Canada. Dear Carrie and Peter, it's a pleasure to be with both of you. I'd love to ask about my vocation sphere. It's 62.1. And I do have the same, but 62.6 in the attraction sphere. What's the point? Thank you immensely.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you picked out these two keys. When you see a gene key occurring more than once, it means it's a repeating pattern. And so it means then that your vocation is your core wound. And so it means then that your family lineage wounding is playing a role in the way in which you interact with other people in your attraction sphere. And the line one, line six relationship with this same gene key is karmic. This means that this is the deepest wound that you're here to work out in this lifetime. And the deepest wound of the 62nd is the desire to understand everything. The shadow is intellect, and it seems a strange word to be a shadow, but it means that there's this mind domination of wanting to understand everything. So the most important thing everybody listening today can get from this gene key, is the mind cannot solve life. Life is supposed to be a mystery, and we have to allow it to be a mystery by being in awe and wonder of everything that shows up, and not trying to understand everything. So a good example, the other day I was driving along and I saw this cloud in the sky that was this bright aquamarine color. It wasn't like a rainbow shade, it was brighter than that. And I thought, What on earth, how could that be happening? And then I caught myself and I stopped thinking about trying to understand it and analyze it. And I pulled over and I just looked at it in awe and wonder. And that's the 62nd Jesus.
Uh-huh.
That's the 62nd gene key. However, within that 62nd gene key, there is a gift, and that gift is light language. So, Rosie, I don't know if you know much about light language, but light language is sound frequencies that people make, which can be a mantra, it can be a hum, it can actually be gobbledygook words that don't make sense, but it's a connection to geometry and sound frequency. And some people with the 62nd gene key speak like language, or others actually see geometry forming when they hear these sounds being expressed. But you see, again, there's nothing to understand intellectually. So we have to let go of that understanding and go with the flow and really paying attention to sound frequency and how that plays a role in your life. So that then in your vocation then, Rosie, once you get down to the deepest fear that your lineage has within it, whatever that is, then you can express yourself in a really creative way out in the world in your future work, and it will involve working with this geometrical patterning through the 60-second gene key and sound frequency.
Great. Rosie, thank you. I hope that you received that. And I will take some live callers. I'm just kind of going through here. Nala in Mexico said, hi, Carrie and Peter. I am new to the gene keys, so I would love if you could give me some insights. Life's Work 8, Evolution 14, Radiance 55, and Purpose 59.
Okay. We're almost going into a session there. but I'll just give you a very quick overview. The eighth gene key, your life's work. So the most important thing in your life is not to conform to the family patterns where they want you to be a certain way. The eighth gene key is asking you to smash open any box of conformity that you've been put into as a result of your life's experience. So you are supposed to become your unique, true self. And because of the confinements of that eighth gene key, the 14th gene key then compromises you. You lose sight of your dream because you're not able to fulfill your destiny because of the conformity that's being expected. And that 14th gene key does contain that gold frequency we were talking about. When you're in the city of your 14th gene key, you are in the gold frequency, which is the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. So this is a classic example of two shadows that keep you trapped and two gifts and cities that set you completely free. And the reason that you don't is the fear of being rejected by your family and friends if you fully went on your true calling. And I do want to talk about the 59 and 55 in a broader sense, because this is the pair that is playing the biggest role in our lives today. So I'm really glad this came up. So the 59 at the very bottom of her profile represents this shadow frequency of dishonesty, which is what is now being revealed in the world today. So it is the transmutation of the 59th gene key that leads to our personal freedom, which is the 55. So the 55th gene key is the age of Aquarius, which we are now stepping into. But we can't fully step into it until we resolve the 59th shadow of dishonesty. So now what you're being asked to do on a personal level is to be in your absolute honesty, transparency, which will lead you into the new age of freedom in the Aquarian age. And this is true for every single person. We now need to be absolutely honest with ourselves, absolutely honest with the people around us, in our total integrity, and this is what is going to lead us into our total freedom in the new age of Aquarius.
Nala, there you go. I hope that you'll explore this further with Peter if this resonates. She also asked, how are the gene keys different from human design?
Okay, so that's a great question. Mm-hmm. Human design is very closely related to gene keys. So let's put it this way. Richard Rudd, the founder of the gene keys, began in human design, and he felt that human design was too academic, too intellectual. So it's interesting, we just talked about the 60-second gene key. So he decided to step out of human design and take out certain elements of the human design to place them inside the gene keys, which is more heart-centered and in some ways a simpler version of human design. So human design has got great value, but it can take you down the rabbit hole of the mind if you're not careful. And we're wanting to operate from the heart. So the gene keys is like a spin-off, heart-centered aspect of human design.
Such a great question, right? Because I don't think we've ever talked about that, or that question has not come up. So great question, Nala. Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a couple of live callers, Peter, if that's okay with you, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, I'm going to area code. Just give us your name and question. That way we can get through a few of these. Let's see, 604 in Vancouver. You are live. 604.
Oh, hello, Carrie and Peter. This is Zara. Thank you both so much.
Hi, Zara.
I've enjoyed the call so far. And for me, my question is a single mom of two teenage boys. You know, there is tension. There is them wanting to separate. And I'm just not sure how to hold myself so that I provide support without micromanaging or, you know, I'm just having a really hard time.
Well, it sounds like you actually need to have a full session, because to answer that question, what I would want to do is look at your profile and their profiles to see where the challenges exist within the situation. And being a mom of two teenage boys right now is very, very challenging, because as you say, they're wanting to explore their own beliefs and their own values, which may not be in exact alignment with yours. And as mom, you're wanting to keep them safe. At the same time, you're wanting them to develop their own beliefs and values as well. And, you know, with moms, it's very hard because you still have that umbilical cord connected energetically, and you want to love them and hold them. And yet at the same time, they're trying to express themselves in that way. So I can't really give you more than that in a very, very brief answer, except to say you would benefit enormously by having a session with your profile and their profiles, which I'd be very, very happy to do with you. But the most important thing always is to keep the lines of communication open. So whatever they're saying, whatever they're expressing, listen and try not to be in judgment, and try to keep that communication door open as much as you possibly can. And the most important thing for all of us with our children is to hold to our own highest integrity and be in this space of love, holding them in our hearts, in absolute, total, unconditional love and acceptance of who they are. And just holding to that is the best thing that we can possibly do. But without seeing the profiles, I can't really give you any more than that in a very brief answer. But I really hope that we can hold space for you and your boys for the best possible outcome for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's very, very helpful. And I look forward to working more with you. Thank you both.
Bless
you
both.
Thank you, Tara. Many blessings to you and your boys. Okay, I am now going, let's see, to area code 831 in Santa Cruz. Hi.
Good morning. I love your podcast, and I'm really loving this meditation. My name is Tammy. I appreciate you so much, Carrie. Just love, love, love all your work and your voice.
Oh, thank you.
So well,
my question is, yes, who doesn't?
It's a love fest.
Many blessings to your beautiful new doggy.
Oh, thank you.
My puppy here, he was born on 11/11. And I'm a critical care nurse, and I've been on temporary disability, but I do tapping for people. And I've been doing tapping throughout the pandemic for quite a few people, and I've been thinking about bringing it into the ICU, to waiting rooms, and calling it, you know, creating a course for women to tap in waiting rooms, because it has profound effects on our genes and on our cortisol levels and our immune system. So some of the work that I do involves physics, and I thought it was interesting that in physics there's also the way that a quantum jump occurs, like an electron can jump from one universe to the other and back again without losing any time, is that physicists think that we have an 11-dimensional universe. And so my question was, like, I have this this thing that I'm thinking I want to bring into the world, and what would activate the expression of my inner wisdom?
Okay, well, again, without seeing your profile, I'm not a psychic, so you know, I need to see the profile to get an understanding of what would activate that for you. So, but the point is, why do you need to know that? Why can't you just do it? Why can't you just go and do it? That's the activation. It's having the confidence and the belief in yourself that you know this is valuable and important, so why not just go and do it?
Okay.
I did just do that. It just came out of the blue. I was at the doctor's office, and the nurse started talking about something, and I worked with her, and she'd been like 2 minutes. She was supposed to be doing an EKG, and in 2 minutes, she shared this big story, and we profoundly tapped on it, and all of a sudden, she was just in front of me saying, what the heck happened?
Yeah. So
okay,
the only,
thank you.
Yeah, well, the only thing you've got to be aware of is obviously people have to be open.
Myself, I guess.
Yeah, people have to be open to it. So you've got to be very aware of people's response initially, whether they're prepared to engage in it or not. So you just need to be very mindful and discerning about the people you approach with it. But yeah, go for it.
Yes, I asked her, do you mind if I touch you?
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And she said, that would be fine. She let it happen, too. Okay, thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you, Tammy. Best wishes with that.
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right. Much love to you, Tammy. Thank you.
Love you both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go to one more here. I'm going to go to area code 231. You are live. 231.
Hi, Carrie. It's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. How are you?
Hi, Peter. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. I so resonate with the fact of the karma. And right now I'm doing, like, shadow work and inner child work because it's like my alter ego is kind of out of control. So I'm wondering what Dinky would help me right now, Peter.
Well, again, I'd have to see your profile. So without knowing your profile, I can't tell you which gene keys will help you. So I would have to see your profile to know that. So
yeah,
your
Destiny,
profile.
I would encourage you to explore this and have a session because it's you will get your whole hologenetic profile. He will send that to you, right, Peter? That's how that works.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he will explain it to you in the session. So it's unique to each person based on when you were born, all of that. So hopefully that's something maybe you'll explore. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
And that will definitely give you the answers you seek. If you're doing inner shadow work, inner child work, the gene keys will definitely show you what you need to see.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Destiny. You too. Okay. I just want to read you some of the comments that came back, Peter. Rosie said, wow, I'm crying like a baby. Just hearing you talk about allowing the mystery of life and envisioning me trying to force my mind to understand everything. Ha ha. What a relief. But it comes with a river of tears. Thank you from my heart and soul. Bless you both. Oh, Rosie,
lovely.
Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, thanks, Rosie.
Maya said, thank you so very much. Both so very true and powerful. Namaste and blessings. Grace wrote back in and said, amazing stuff. Thank you. I've been doing the opposite, and that's why I've been suffering. Thank you both infinitely. I really needed this reminder. Beautiful. Well, we could go on and on, Peter. I think we covered a lot. For those who have not been introduced to the Gene Keys, get a session. I mean, there's a lot of information that will really open doors for you, especially right now. So, Peter, I love our time together. Any final message before we say goodbye for today?
Yeah, the final message for me, without doubt at all, is to stay present in your own heart and trust your inner knowing. Trust yourself. Don't be feeling swayed by anything that's happening in the outside world. Just hold to your own inner truth, your own integrity, and stay fully grounded and present. Spend that time with Mother Earth and enjoy everything that happens in joy and wonder and awe, because it's going to be a magnificent outcome. And trust that and know that it's all going to end up in a beautiful space for all of us in the new earth.
Beautiful message. And always appreciate you, Peter, and love our time together. And so thank you, and thank all of you beautiful, mystical, magical souls for your presence with us here today, your readiness, your openness, your love. It is an honor and a gift to have you with us. Notice what stood out for you today. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what you want to know more of, you know, what doors could open for you. And just let these beautiful blessings start to flow to you. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited within you today. Remember that you are a sacred being, a creator, a multidimensional master of light. Claim yourself as that and get the support that will reaffirm that for you. And, of course, a session with Peter would definitely support you with that. So remember, everyone, you are brilliant, you're resilient, you're dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining Peter and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace, glory, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.